call it, just my sense of humor. It's a big shinui. I'm used to the old Beis Medrash, and I just landed in the new Beis Medrash, and both in terms of its beauty and brachvas and yersinayim, and also the historical significance of the building is also it lends a lot of ha'ara to the yiratzen that you should be able bemis to grow and to. To be Marvitz Torah, a lot more oira and a lot more horror here, Bez Hashem. The Inyanim of the Mishkan are obviously unique, and even though it's a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs, it's a chiyuv like every chiyuv, but it has in itself some unique features that really are oimed arsheni. One of them is the Inyan of Shiurim. There are mitzvahs in the Torah that have no shir, Eldon Shalom Shir. There are mitzvahs that have a shir. But the shiurim that you usually have in the mitzvahs tend to be either a bottom number or a top number. You have to eat at least a kezayis matzah Leil Pesach. How much can you eat? As much as you can. There's no isit, there's no maltoisif. Tosis asks about how dasim and aravis are come. There's no baltais more. Whatever the answer is, but there's a shear for lulav, there's a shear for esrig. How big can esrig be? Carried in a ketefayim. There's no shear. There are things, lamashal, like a sukkah has a shear lemaila of esrimama, and a shear lemata, but it's a big range. It's from 10 tefachim to 20 yama, so it's quite a big range, and so on. Shechita is at least a simen and a half or a simen, but more is not a problem. The only place where you find an extraordinary kpeda on the shear is everything that has to do with the Mishkan. There is no extra. There is no less. Everything has to be exactly kefi the shear. The measurements are exact. Lederis, it says it has to be exact. The isurim lemashal that leisazik maskuntoi, that you can't make shemen mishcha kteiris, you can't mimic what's in the Beis Hamikdash, as long as you don't keep to the exact, you're fine, you're good, no problem. The vice versa, if it's off, it's not kteiris. And Shem Mishcha. Same thing with the Kalim. You can't make exact Kalim if you have extra Kana on the Menorah. It's fine. That's what we do. The clothing of the Kohen had to be exactly Kmidasai and off more or less. Either way, it's puzzle. It's not good. So it's extraordinary. Extraordinary, unique in terms of a diuk of the midah of it. So it needs some hisbeininess. Why is it that's the case over here? Another unique feature is there are chiyuvim in the Torah on the yachid, and those are chiyuvim. There are mitzvahs kiyumius of sorts. Those is whatever you want. The building of the Mishkan was a chiyuv, and yet on any single person, it was nidvas leiv. And you ask yourself, why is a mitzvah? L'moshel, even in the inyanim of the Mishkan itself, machzis hashekel, you could it was a chiyuv for every single person, exactly the same amount, and that's that. But the building of the Mishkan was each person kfi nidvas liboy. There was not even a minimum. It's just whatever they want. Why would it ended up, obviously, that every person gave a very different amount of gave a very, very different amount of money, a different amount of talent, etc. And that's what it was. So I'm sure that a normal tzibur to get things, the muscle, there's a chiv on the tzibur to make batei dinim. So how did they evaluate how much each person gave? there's a gauge in like in Chastaka. You go either Basa Nefashis, Basa Mamin, depending on the type of vinyan, but it's not voluntary. And here you have something that had to be raised, and it had to be voluntary dafka. Two very, very unique features in the inyan of the Mishkan that seems to be very central to it, and it begs to why? What is it? I want to say of a goyan, and it's a goyan Shir Hashirim. He says a remark about the inyanim of the Mishkan that the three inyanim of Bechol Levavcha, Bechol Moedcha, Bechol Nafshecha were all in the Mishkan. The Bechol Moedcha was each person giving money. Bechol Levavcha was Benidva slave. And I think that's maybe he's being Meramis, that's why it had to be Benidva slave. And Bechol Nafshecha, person Kifi, the Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that's what he contributed. That's what the Goyen says. It doesn't seem to be moisif an awful lot to the Havana of the Inyan Bechlal. I mean, so what is that? It's not such a striking remez. And what is it? Where is he going with that? What does the Goyen want with that? The Goyen doesn't just toss out gematrias or remazim. What does he want with that? So let's be mizbein in the etzem parasha that the Goyen is talking about, and try to understand what it says, what the Bechol is. The Torah says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is Echad. Va'af l'sorim kecher, Bechol levav, Bechol nafsh, Bechol med echa, which means that a person should be moisa nefesh as much as he possibly could. All of his money, his shnei yitzarav, and his nefesh. Is there any connection from that to the first pasuk? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is confirming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. And then there's another mitzvah, a hafta. How much am I mechuyev to do mitzvahs? At what price? No price. You know, depending on what type of aveira and so on, there's no price. Is there any connection between that and Echad? So you could say, there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what else is worth anything? You could say it like that. It's okay to learn like that. But it seems to be missing the main point. It's as if, it's not a second inyan. Va'afla sirkeh b'chol vav chol nafshol meidecha is a kiyum of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's the befall of it. So you could learn that the pshat is echad, meaning nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you can't give it a price, there's nothing else worth it, and so on. You could learn like that. But then it's a secondary thing. There's, first of all, there's the belief in Hashem Echad, and then there is a chiyuv to be Moser Nefesh, and so on. So I think the pshat is like this. When we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Echad, so the Bria itself is not Echad. The Bria itself consists of many, many different inyanim. The only way in which you can, the Maral always asks it as a question. The Maral quotes philosophers that ask the following question: how from Echad can there come many? In other words, from one thing, Lamashal, if I have a piece of bread, I can slice five pieces of bread out of it, but I can't make bread and salami and salad and dessert out of it. It's bread. So however you cut it, it's bread. The Bria is extraordinarily diverse. I'm not talking just about the things in the Bria, but everything about the Bria, the Toiv and Ra and Yom and Laila, and Av and Yira, so many different things in the Bria that are really not compatible. So poses it as a question. He answers it in four or five places, different to Rutzim. But the point is, the answer, no matter how you answer it, is going to come down to the following. that the Bria is something which has many different aspects to it, but all the pieces come to be exactly the piece of the Hashem Echad. In other words, when you put all the pieces together, it'll be exactly one thing. So, l'mashal, if a person gets a kit to build some sort of machine or whatever it is, and the kit comes with like tons and tons of pieces. Today it's less here because everything's electronic. In my days when things were more mechanical and electric, not electronic, you would buy different things and you could assemble it. You could assemble a radio. And you, depending on how sophisticated you were, you could order literally a bag with parts and put it together. So you have a lot of parts and you put them together and it becomes a radio, whatever it is. When we were kids, we used to play, we used to have these, I don't know if it exists anymore, it was like, it used to come in a box, it was like a plastic model, and in the box was like pieces, a lot of plastic pieces. You have to glue them together and in to make a battleship or an airplane, and you know, all the pieces fitted together, you put them together and you glued it and it became whatever it was. They stopped it when the kids found that the glue could make hallucinate, and they bought it for the glue instead of for the thing. I think that's when they stopped making them. So the always you can depend on kids to figure out what things are really for. But I was not particularly adept at these things, and sometimes I'd have an extra piece, a piece left over if I finished, and sometimes I'd be missing a piece. And as time went on, I realized that they don't make extra pieces and they're not pieces missing. I messed up. Didn't build what they had in the picture. Whatever I built was closer, it wasn't that. Because all the pieces are used and all the pieces and no pieces missing. So this Bria consists of a lot of different pieces. Take a look at Kohelis's ace. There's an ace for Avon, there's an ace for Sinner, there's an ace for Kiruv, and an ace for Richuk. There's an ace for Bnia, and an ace for Akira. There are different facets of the Bria. Many of them are in opposition, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be the perfect balance of all these. So the only way in which we can reconcile the diversity of the Bria and the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if all the pieces click together and then they mevat each other. It's like if I put the right amount of heat, the right amount of cold on, I get a plain temperature, a temperature that's normal. If I put the amount of light and darkness, I balance it, I have a place that's lit comfortably, and so on and so forth. So when a person's, when we make Hashem is Echad, how are we make Hashem is Echad before? It's a theological statement. It's a nice Deher, he's not two, he's not many, he's one. We deher it when every single piece of our life fits into it. If I treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a chelek of my life, then I'm be'etzem not being mekabel the Hashem Echad with my mitzias. Rav Paul Shmuel from the Meir Yeshiva once said that a critique of Americans, he said, even a lot of from Americans, they look at Torah and Torah mitzvahs as a tax on life. In other words, there's life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed a tax on it, Maisa Chaimish, and you owe it to him because he created you. But it's not life itself. It's a tax on it. So 80%, if I'm giving a chaimish of time and place and whatever it is, 80% of life is me, and 20% is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That attitude might be a key of mitzvahs, but then you're not acknowledging that there's nothing in the world but Hashem and that the entire world comes together. The b'chol of b'chol nashol meidecha, it's not how much you need to sacrifice. It's, I'm going to sacrifice a lot. I'm going to sacrifice and give everything. No. This is my metzias. Let's give him a dogma that we can relate. If somebody else is sick, he's not well, he needs my time or my money. So I'll give a little, I'll give a little more, I'll give a lot. And I'll be proud of it. I'll tell somebody, you know, this person needed medical help desperately. I gave him 60% of what I possess in order to that he should live. It's very nedivus levdik. It's very nice. So the more I give, and I give a lot, that's very good. Let's say somebody says, you know, I'm really a great person. My child was ill or later, and I gave 60% of what I owned that he should get healed. We'd look at him strange, because your child is you. And therefore, what do you mean, how much you gave? Whatever you can, you would give, wouldn't you give? It's not an outsider, I'm giving, and it's a question of how much. I'm giving more, I'm giving less. And that's where there's a mishkal of nedivas, not nedivas. Me, this is me. Well, I don't know. I don't understand what you want. So the bechol avavcha, bechol nafshcha, bechol moedecha is the pe'ula of befoal of manifesting that Hashem is echad. If Hashem is echad, the question is, where does this dollar fit in and this dollar fit in? Whatever I have in my pocket, the sum total of it is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this is money I need to eat to be mekayem me for my avoda. This is money that I need to support my wife and children the way I'm a chuyiv to. This is money I need to help for this. This money I need to help that, and so on and so forth. The same thing called nafshecha. That's what our neshama is for. So the Torah says in some places I'm supposed to keep on living. So in this place I'm mekayem with v'chay b'hem. In this place I'm mekayem with my nefesh. So b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol moedecha, it's not a price, it's not how much sacrifice, it's the atzmius of acknowledging, of manifesting Hashem Echad Nebriya. That's what those are. I want to go a step further with that and understand it a little bit deeper. In order for something to sit in something else, in order for something to be a kli kibble of something, I need to have a cup that fits it. So if something round, if I want to hold something round, I need to have a cup shaped something and I hold it in something round. If I'm eating soup, I need a spoon. If I'm eating something tough, I need a fork. A kli needs to fit what it's being mekabel. If I'm dealing with Torah and Chachma, I need Seichel and Das. A wonderful heart that loves Hashem is not understanding a Tosfos. On the other hand, when I need to have Ava and Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to have a heart. A mind is not Tosfos Ava Yira. Mind is not, it's using a fork for soup, not the right kli. The Hashem Echad, what's the kli that's Tosfos Hashem Echad? So I'm going to use a word for that, and the word is Adava Shalem. In other words, Echad means everything is together, everything is one, and Shalem means everything is, there's nothing missing, and anything more than you have is yeses command the natal dummy. Anything more is like missing. So when I have a dava sholem, that's a kli for something that's echad. So what is the part of a person's nefesh that the concept and the idea of Hashem echad can rest on is shleimus. Meaning, let's say I'm missing something. Imagine I'm very good at learning, I have tremendous kavanah in davening, my midas are less than sterling. So it's not the pshat I can be toifis two-thirds of echad. Two-thirds of echad is not a davar sholem. Two-thirds of echad means I have two pieces. I have a half a piece. A half, two, both of them are not echad. So if I don't have in myself, in my nefesh, oiskarbit, all the different studim, in as much as I don't have it, I'm lacking in the ability to mekala echad. The Maral says in many places when he speaks about the musig of sholem. So, Lemashal, imagine I I need to have a piece of cloth. I'm going to make a suit out of cloth, and I'm buying cloth. So let's say I need 2 meters worth of cloth, and the guy sends me 3 meters worth of cloth. That's wonderful. So I have extra meter, whatever. I don't know what I'll do with it, but I have an extra meter of cloth. I remember when I came to Seoul, it's 1970, the world, it was a very different world. I went to Netanya in the summer for a day to the beach, and it was Kiryat Sanz was a small little shtetl, and I forgot a towel, so there's a dry goods store there. I asked him if his towel, he says, sure. So I said, yes, could I have a towel? So I says, what size? I said, a beach towel. I need to know a size. A beach towel, a big beach towel, small, I need a size. So I picked the number, I said, a meter, or whatever it is. This is fine. Took out a big roll of cloth, cut me a meter off it. So that was fine. You know, it was he had a roll that was 10 meters and he cut me a meter. But that works well. But imagine a person has a suit. He got a suit. And I need a size 50, I don't know, just pick a number out. And then someone asks me, no, is it good for you? But hey, it's a 55, it's better. 55 is not better. 55 is not a suit. When a person has a painting and it's very, very marshim, and we say, well, look, madoch, if in the painting the person's nose is 3 centimeters as marshim, imagine if it's 13 centimeters. If it's 13 centimeters, it'll be grotesque, not marshim. A perfect picture is perfect. A perfect painting is perfect. And it's shleimus does not allow for chasa and yesa, because shleimus is something that's out of the world of quantity. And it's something, if you're looking at quantity, looking at pieces, how many, how much, you have a dava that's sholem, then you have something that is total, and it bemela, that's why yeses kechasa dami. An animal is a dava sholem, because we created a bria perfect. Brias are balanced. Our whole body is built on balance. We have something that allows X amount of sugar in the blood, not more, not less. Either one will kill you. We have X amount of oxygen, more or less. Everything is balanced, because that's the tzura of a living person, and so on. So b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol moedecha describes a dava sholem. And it describes something that is a kli for echad, because it's one and the same. If the entire bria snaps together, an extra piece or a missing piece is not good. Back to our starting point. The Mishkan had in itself, the Mishkan was the kli kibbul. Every mitzvah represents a part of the puzzle. Sukkah is Zman Sechaseinu, and Shofar is Yira, and Matzah is Cheirus, and Tzitzis is Zman Tiskeru, and this is the Man Yedid Arseichem, and this is the Samtal Vecha. Each mitzvah is a different aver of a person, a different chelek, and so on. So there, a shear is expressed as a minimum or maximum. There's no precise number. If you eat at least a gezayis matzah, you will turn down cheres. If you eat more, so maybe it's nothing. But there's no reason why you should spoil. Any chelek is not spoiled as a chelek. It's not spoiled by yes or not. The Mishkan is the entire bria together, where Hashem Echad has to be shera on it, and that's why it needed to include every single element in a certain precise way. Chazal, the Gemara says, everything had to be b'ksav, hakol b'ksav. You couldn't do anything else. In other areas, Chazal could be Meshayer and could do more, but in the Mishkan, everything, you couldn't build anything, add a scratch, unless you found it written that's the etzem tzur of it. The that's what the Goyin means, that the three bechols were in the Mishkan, because the Mishkan being a makom shechina, it's not enough that I'm doing a pu'ul of avoda. It's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be shayra on it. The kli for echod is a davar shalem. There's a pasuk here which the Rishonim used to bring out. The Akedah brings this point out. It says when he's mechaber the Mishkan, it says you have all the urios. You put together the urios, and it says v'hoya hamishkan leechod. It means that all the different pieces, when they're connected, they become echod, and it's understood. It says v'chibarta sa'oil v'hoya echod. Vasisa kashe chodesh hamishim ve'veses akras molos v'chibarta sa'oil v'hoya echod. In other words, the etzem oil, the roof is the inclusive factor. Everything together is called echad. Exactly at that point. That's the oimek of what the goyin means. That all three becholes had to be incorporated, because if echad is expressed as a result of all these, then it's something which must all be included. The element of each person's nidvas leiv, I think, was also that, even though it seems intuitive. Every single person, just like every chayfetz in the world, has its tachlis klapi the echad. Zov has certain nekudas that Zov does, kesev has certain yon kesev, nechayshes, and so on. The nefashos of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Each nefesh is a different nefesh. The Goyim's Talmidim bring and Chassidish Sfarim that it's brought from the Arizal, that every single nefesh of the Shishim Ribui has a different pirush of Torah that uniquely his. Doesn't have to mean, it means the Kneich, how he understands it, how he stifles it, and that's the shlemus of Torah. That's why Torah is given to Klal Yisrael as a klal and so on. So that means I need to incorporate each person into the Malach HaMishkan kifi what he is. In other words, to take the equal amount of gold, equal amount of silver, equal amount of copper, wouldn't give me a Mishkan, because that's not how it's integrated. So the way in which we put the pieces together, each person expressed his nefesh through his nedivus leiv. So just like he had all the different pieces put together, the different nefashes that went in were all put together, and that's where it came as one. That's what I think is the inyan of it being dafka nedivus leiv, because that's what the going means. That expressed the bechol of avcha. Each person's bechol of avcha was expressed in his nedivus leiv. I'd like to, I guess, Hamakom Goyrim, I'm sure everybody knows, this was a place in Yerushalayim where at the turn of last century, some of the big Balei Musar, Rabbi Yisrael Blaser, lived out his last years, and others, this was the place where they lived. One of the points of Musar, they once asked, Musar was met with some resistance. The primary resistance was, L'shem Shemayim resistance was, that if people don't put all the energies in learning, they will not be as big as if they put all the energies. So if there's 12 hours in a day, and you spend 12 hours learning, so you're ex-Talmud Chacham, if you take off a half hour for Musa, you have 11 half hours of learning. And since Torah is more important than all of the mitzvahs, it's shakul gnei kulam. Therefore, there was a taina. So the contention was that if somebody is off the derech, it's okay, you need musa to bring it back. But tachlis learning shvur. So they challenged Rabbi Sol Salanta and told him, you are drawing back on godless of Torah by you're pulling back godless of Torah by insisting on incorporating Musar and so on. So Rasul Salanta answered famously that if you have a choice to make a bracha on a big challah or on a shalom takes precedence. And therefore he said that learning, so even if you're going to be a big person, but you're going to be short in some areas, you're going to be a chasa, unless you work on other areas, you're shemayim and tikkun amidas, different things like that. And that was his point. I think that the point that he was making was this point. On a practical level, of course, Torah is the main. It takes up most of the time. That's appropriate. It's the shar. You start a person on the Torah, and you expect that it will push him to do what's right, and that's our Maseiros. That's our chinuch. But the understanding is also a person always needs to bear in mind the musig of shleimus. Musig of shleimus does not mean, who's a shalom? The Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever you want to give. Shalom doesn't mean a big person. It means that all of a person's kochos hanefesh are balanced. The Kuzari, in his vikuach with the Chavar, asked the Chavar, the Kuzari was the king who was looking into Yiddishkeit, and the Chavar was the Rav who was explaining to him. He was explaining to him about Klal Yisrael's Ruchnius and so on, and he asked him, why don't you, if you're such Ruchnistic people, why don't you retire to a monastery somewhere and, you know, just be misboning and misboded in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That was his question. He answered him, he said, you just got it wrong. You didn't understand what I'm talking about. He said, the Torah did not focus on one point. The Torah wanted that all the kochos hanefesh of a person integrate, come into play in the world of Ruchnius. In other words, we needed to have the person's different facets to express it in somewhere in Ruchnius. Simcha is a chelik of Adam. If there'd be no expression for Simcha, then either the meat of Simcha in us is extra, or it hasn't been utilized. Either one is a chasa. So there's a zman for Simcha. There's a zman for Yira, and so on. So every different, so if we ask ourselves, what is the matara of a person's growth, the answer would be shleimus. Now, we talk about shleimus, of course, nobody thinks he's going to be perfect. The problem is, we translate the word shleimus perfect. So who's going to be the role model for us? The Vilna Gaon? I mean, that's absurd. That's a mistake. The word shleimus means balanced. Not just because it's nice, everything's balanced. It means that the point that I'm driving at is the right matara. The Hashem Echad is learning and chesed, yiras Hashem and avas Hashem, mishpat and staka, all different things in the exact combination that makes the Mishkan, in the exact combination that makes the Ketores. The proportion is the shleimus. Yes, it could be, we're far from perfect, and we have shortcomings in every area, but as long as a person's focus in life is the Tzuras Adam, that is a base kibble for the Ribbono Shalom, then I'm not going to come into a position where I'll overemphasize one over the other. Because the minute we start overemphasizing, we're going on a different track. If a person is very keen on his learning, but his Yir Shemayim, forms and mitzvahs are out of proportion to where he's holding learning. His menschlichkeit towards other people is out of proportion to his Yir Shemayim. Then whatever it is that he's doing, so if you look at mitzvahs as quantities, how many mitzvahs have I done, so how much schar will I get, then yes, that type of avodah is quantity. But that's a very, very low level avodah. My level avodah is that I should become a person that Shechina Yeshayra on him. Shechina Yeshayra on a Tzura Shleima. If I believe Hashem is Echad, means all the different conflicting areas of Torah are realized by the right balance. There's a time when I need to stand strong, and there's a time when I need to be accommodating and flexible. No, there is not a koach hanefesh in a person that doesn't have its time and its place when it needs to be realized. Learning actually helps us in that. Because when we develop midas, we focus on one thing. Now I'll be upset, and let's work on this. That tends to be work on one area. A person who learns understands there's different studim, there's different inyanim, there's a time for this and a time for this time. The learning is always, it's a type of inyan that accommodates different studim and does integrate them. So learning well, the way a person is supposed to, does have that ability. It gives a person a lot of that. So long as the person keeps in mind that's his matara. So al kapanim, being that we're in a place that has this, you know, the walls are invested with people that this is what the life was about, to reach. They saw the tachas achayim to make us some kalim for the Ribbono Shel Olam Ashras Hashchina. The understanding that the Ribbono Shel Olam to us, the word that describes Hashem is Echad, and the kli for Echad is Shalem. Kadosh Baruch Hu found one kli to be Sheirish, and that's Shlemus. People worked in a Shlemistic way, meaning always looking at their entirety of their kochos, their learning, their relationship to other people, their dikka mitzvahs, their relationship to family, and v'chula v'chula. Bez Hashem, if we get the pieces right, l'fiyar keinu, and if we're mechaba the pieces, then we're zocho to take a lot of pieces, and it becomes v'hoya mishkan echad. Bez Hashem, our avoda should lead to a mahalach where all the pieces come together and become echad. Yeah.